Nothing in this book is fiction or has been embellished. We are simply opening the doors to our life. When we met, one lived in a house bought right out. The other rented an apartment. One was married to the owner of the Cabaret Tropicana in Havana, Cuba, and the other had a little boy everyone called Toto and was separated from her husband. One had a Cadillac in the garage, and the other an old Ford parked on the street. One had a monthly allowance for incidentals that was as large as some salaries. The other worked at a radio station. One had a wedding ring with diamonds whose sparkles could be seen from another planet. The other didn't wear any rings. One had a cook named Carmen and a maid named Milagros. And the other had to do her own housework. We are those two women, and what you are about to read is nothing more than the detailed accounting of 40 years of our life together and the continuous dialogue between our souls. We have not interrupted our communication after the passing of one on the second day of January of the year 2006. Every detour of our conversation will show you a little more of our life, past and present. You are invited to listen to our voices and see much of what we saw along the road. You are welcome to look into our life. We believe that we were blessed with an extraordinary ride. You'll be the judge of that. For us, it has been an adventure full of happiness and relished with enthusiasm and hope. For some readers, it might not be easy to understand our feelings or fathom the intricate dynamics of love when it is as intense as ours. We hope that any doubt you may now harbor is not because this is the story of two women, but because ours is not a very common bond between two individuals. And we always knew it. Traditionally, pure, unconditional, and undying love has been reserved mostly for novels and between a man and a woman. If after reading this book you have any doubts about eternal love, it might be because you have not met your soulmate. Perhaps you missed it by an inch or a minute, or it is waiting around the corner. It is also possible that in the game of life you weren't dealt the greatest hand and you may never meet your perfect match and walk away with the pot. Still, you can bluff, stay in the game, and bid with enthusiasm and hope to the very end. We hope our story encourages you to do just that.